We're surrounded by many historical landmarks in the Ozarks, but some are more visible than others. One site, tucked beneath the surface, is among dozens across the country to be featured in an upcoming film connecting history with archaeology.
This right here, this is where we saw the first fossil. We saw that claw mark on that scratch mark on the wall, and we realized we got something pretty exciting in here.
It's a cool 58 degrees inside River Bluff Cave, where paleontologist and executive director for the Missouri Institute of Natural Science, Matt Foyer, shines his flashlight on the claw mark of the now extinct giant short-faced bear. The mark is 8 inches wide and sits roughly 12 feet off the ground.
Right now, you're standing on a surface that was here during the Ice Age. This hasn't changed. So giant short-faced bears, Ice Age pigs, American lions, all these animals were walking on the same surface that we are today.
The cave, located in southwest Springfield, stretches over 2,000 feet and holds sediment more than 1 million years old. It's the oldest fossil cave site in North America. Closed to the public, River Bluff Cave has been a research site since discovered by accident in 2001 when crews blasted a large opening into it while constructing a road. I'm escorted inside through a large steel door equipped with airtight lockable gates just off Farm Road 141.
This site is really one of the most important Ice Age scientific sites on planet Earth.
That's Dr. Monty Dobson, a Springfield archaeologist and filmmaker. His recently completed series, America From the Ground Up, connects history with archaeology, showcasing more than 30 historical sites in parts of the U.S. and Canada, including River Bluff Cave. Dobson says he was motivated to feature the cave and other less talked about North American landmarks because of the false notion that the best history or archaeology can only be found in places like Europe or Africa.
We have this idea that all of the cool stuff is somewhere else. And every day, right here in Springfield, Missouri, we're walking on top of incredible history, incredible archaeology, incredible paleontological sites like this one.
As Foyer activates the lights that have been installed inside the cave, I find myself in an opening about 25 feet high. Above, the ceiling is covered in flowstone. But my eyes quickly gravitate toward these large white columns, stretching from the floor to the ceiling, giving the impression of ice sculptures. But it's more complicated than that. As Foyer explains, rain that falls on the surface above seeps through the limestone, collecting a mixture of carbon and oxygen before entering the cave and depositing onto the column.
So these aren't just formations. These are actually record keepers of time and environmental conditions. We can tell temperature, we can tell what kind of plants were alive during that time by coring and looking at a cross-section of these.
As we continue further into the cave along a makeshift cinder block trail system, it widens and deepens. The room is now 50 feet high, and we're an estimated 80 feet below the surface. Foyer calls it a giant stone cathedral. We're surrounded by rock and clay, with concentrated areas of tiny droplets of water falling through the cracks. The cave's consistent temperature and humidity make it an ideal site for preserving fossils, so much so that crews have discovered fossil bugs like millipedes, calcified earthworms, and large fossils like that of a mammoth.
And so we start up here at 650,000-year-old sediment.
Foyer is showing me a section of the cave's wall that depicts multiple layers of historic sediment, with the top layer, he says, representing all the things the wolves brought in.
So there's bite marks on it, turtles and elk bone and other wolf bones, and just neat stuff that the wolves drug in.
With every spring brought flooding, says Foyer, creating millimeter upon millimeter of sediment.
And so this is 650,000 years old. This is 740,000. This is 850,000. And we've got 970,000 and 1.1 in the pit over here.
And it's not just identifying the oldest sediment or discovering fossils. The cave's environment allows researchers to uncover how a species may have lived hundreds of thousands of years ago.
Bones are incredible. They tell you a lot about that organism. But what they don't do is give you habit. What did that bear do in a cave? What did the cat do? What did the Ice Age pigs do? But what this cave does, because the preservation is just so amazing, so unique, it preserves trackways.
like in the case of the claw mark left by the giant short-faced bear.
That split second that animal's life is preserved in this cave. And we can identify that, we can see what it was doing. And that, you never get that from a bone, you always get that from the trace fossils. So we're very fortunate to have a cave that's full of that too.
Research on River Bluff Cave has been published in journals internationally. While the cave is closed to the public, officials hope its findings will help inspire more interest in science, and they welcome citizen participation. Again, Dr. Monty Dobson.
That's one of the things that I think is a unique aspect of the museum and this site, is the opportunity for citizen science, you know, for people to get involved and to get trained and come and actually participate in an internationally important scientific research site.
With funding provided through grants and donations to the Missouri Institute of Natural Science, crews will continue to explore this historic cave. Foyer predicts someday they'll discover sediment more than 2 million years old. And because of its size, Foyer says he'll likely excavate only 2-3% of the cave in his lifetime, leaving plenty of territory left for future generations to discover. America From the Ground Up also documents a historical site in St. Louis, as well as sites in 11 other U.S. states and 2 Canadian provinces. The 6-part series begins airing on PBS stations across the country this month. You can watch the series locally on Ozarks Public Television Sunday afternoons at 2:30, beginning September 7th. For KSMU News, I'm Scott Harvey.